For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney. The five major interstate highways that crisscross the state are part of its social and economic lifeblood. Since 1982, and Ronald Reagan was president, there have been plans for a sixth interstate, I-73, which would run from the North Carolina-South Carolina state line near Bennettsville through the PD to the tourist mecca of Myrtle Beach. Over the years, there have been a number of proposed routes for the highway, questions about how to pay for it, and concerns raised by environmental groups. I-73 becoming a reality cleared a big hurdle over the summer when the Army Corps of Engineers finally gave the go-ahead for the preferred 80-mile route. The current plan calls for it to enter the state, traveling through rural Marlboro and Dillon counties, where it would intersect with I-95, then through Marion County, running roughly parallel to US 501, and eventually linking up with the Conway Bypass near Ainar for the final leg to North Myrtle Beach. For most supporters of the new interstate, it's a simple matter. Make it easier for tourists to get to the Grand Strand.
The Myrtle Beach area is the busiest resort destination in America without interstate access.
Brad Dean is the director of the Myrtle Beach Chamber of Commerce, and he says a new corridor is critical to maintaining and growing tourism in the area.
The road system we had, we have today wasn't an impediment back in the 70s and 80s and early 90s, but now that we're reaching nearly 20 million visitors a year, we need a modern infrastructure system. And so I-73 will help those tourists get to and from the beach more quickly.
Tourism spending produces an estimated $7 billion a year economic impact in the region, and those associated tax revenues benefit the entire state. Dean, however, worries about those first and last impressions tourists make at the beach, especially if they are about congested roadways. Besides helping the beaches, supporters of I-73 cite the potential for development in the economically depressed counties of Marlboro, Dillon, and Marion. 7th District Congressman Tom Rice is a champion for the interstate.
We have the Dillon Inland Port coming, which will be very close to the intersection of 73 and 95. And that road crosses those very poor counties. I think that infrastructure equals opportunity. We talk about the corridor of shame, but we don't do a whole lot more than talk. And maybe this is an opportunity to lift these folks up.
Representative Rice is now focused on finding the funding for the new interstate and its estimated cost of $4 billion. In Horry County, officials there hope to use local hospitality tax money to help with the cost, and there's even talk of possible toll fees for the portion of the interstate closest to Myrtle Beach. Not everyone is excited about a new interstate. Some feel it would disrupt some of the agricultural and environmental landscapes of the PD. The Coastal Conservation League is pushing an alternative plan of upgrading the existing corridor of SC-38 and US 501 from the state line to Myrtle Beach at much less cost. The Coastal Conservation League's Aaron Pate.
We need to be fiscally responsible with government dollars. And building a brand new interstate 10 miles from an existing four-lane highway just doesn't make fiscal or environmental sense.
Backers of I-73 are especially optimistic these days. While campaigning for president in Myrtle Beach last year, Donald Trump made a big promise.
And if I win, I will approve that so fast your head will spin and it'll get done.
The I-73 saga has been running for 35 years now. Its future, while clearly brighter, remains uncertain. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney.